Vice President Kamala Harris criticized the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade, eliminating the constitutional right to abortion. Harris called the reversal unheard of in this country and said it goes against the democratic values that the United States stands for.
The United States Supreme Court, in the Dobbs decision, took a constitutional right that had been recognized from the people of America, from the women of America. And what we have seen around the country are extremist so-called leaders who are passing laws designed to criminalize health care providers and punish women. Laws that are being passed that make no exception for rape or incest.
Harris said that the idea that states are passing laws that take from an individual their right to self-determination after they have endured such an atrocious act of violence is unconscionable. She added that in a democracy that champions the concept of freedom and liberty, the government should not be in the position, and nor does it have the right, to make the most intimate and personal decision that someone can make. California State Senate Leader Tawny Adkins said that the fall of Roe and the resulting regressive laws across the country were not a surprise to California legislators, which is why groups on the ground, including the Future of Abortion Council, were preparing months before the decision was announced. Adkins says that California legislators are moving 13 bills to increase, expand, and protect abortion access. They include a bill that allows qualified nurse practitioners to provide abortion without physician supervision to ensure that women don't have to wait for essential timely care. Other measures will eliminate cost barriers to abortion and provide medication abortions at state universities and college health centers across California. She addressed comments to out-of-state patients coming from anti-abortion states.
In our recently passed budget, we speak directly to the women who reside in states where there is no option but to come here for care. A $20 million investment sends the message that we not only welcome you, we will support you.
Senator Adkins was the author of Proposition 1, to enshrine the right to abortion and contraception in the California Constitution. Prop 1 will be on the November ballot. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said that his office will use the full force of the law to protect reproductive freedom and access to reproductive health care. He said officials will secure compliance with health care and medical data privacy laws by advising consumers of their rights and of the misleading tactics of crisis pregnancy centers, and by issuing guidance to make certain that the law is not misused to prosecute people who seek or provide abortions. Bonta says they are also bolstering clinic security, facilitating legal training, and ensuring that law enforcement does not cooperate with other states' efforts to criminalize abortion care. Gilda Gonzalez, Chief Executive Officer of Planned Parenthood of Northern California and Chair of California Planned Parenthood Education Fund, said that California started seeing increase of out-of-state patients since last September, when Texas passed anti-abortion legislation SB 8. But she said that the increase has been even more dramatic since the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision in late June. She said that in the last few weeks, one of their affiliates reported a 75% increase in the number of out-of-state patients, and others have reported that over 20% of their abortion care has been provided to patients traveling to California for care.
For Planned Parenthood and other providers to continue providing critical access to abortion care, we must continue to have the deepest support of the White House and other elected officials with bold and innovative thinking at every level. We must reimagine how we are providing care, how we are protecting patients and providers, and how we are working collaboratively to protect and expand not just access, but equitable access for all. California Planned Parenthood is here to serve, and we will not be deterred, not now, not ever.
I'm Ana Lucia Herralda for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.